This city was established on a state line, and one of its most important buildings is literally on top of that line. That means the business conducted inside is a bit unique from any other place in the nation. I'll tell you where to find that place next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When the name of your town is Texarkana, you already have an idea of where it's located.
Our main street is called State Line Avenue, and it is the line that runs between the two states.
Emily Tarr shares the story from just inside the Texas border with Arkansas, here in Texarkana, a city established in 1873.
Many of the people who came and settled in Texarkana were workers on the railroad, and they were also agrarian people who would go out and cut the timber, which was very plentiful in southwest Arkansas.
And that timber was cut into rail ties. This became a very important rail hub. Fittingly, for a city built on a state line, one of its most important buildings straddles that boundary.
The courthouse is the second most photographed courthouse in the country. It is a big, large courthouse, and it houses a United States post office on the ground floor, and then it houses the Eastern District of Texas Federal Court and the Southwest District of Arkansas.
And because the courthouse has rooms in both states, its judges have a unique ability as well.
A couple of the judges are able to write opinions in both states. They're able to do that.
The courthouse was built in 1933 and is the only federal courthouse built on a state line, giving it a unique ability to hear cases in both states. Outside the building, you'll find markers denoting the state line that runs through the building. Traveling the countryside in Texarkana, Texas, and Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.